When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, Ali Moreno, Stuart Robson alongside me today. We'll kick things off in Germany. Bayern Munich taking on Lazio. Lazio 1-0 up, of course, going into this second leg. And I'll tell you what, they had a big chance to make it 2-0 on aggregate. Immobile, though, couldn't find the target, and that would prove to be decisive because then Harry Kane would bag a brace. Thomas Müller would score a goal between that, but would see Bayern Munich advance 3-1 overall. For more on this, Frank Leboeuf is with us, as is Jan Arge Fjortoff. Overall, Ali, there wasn't a lot of quality on show, really, in the 90 minutes here, but Bayern won't care. They're through.
First and foremost, they're through.
Yeah.
And this was very much a question coming into this match because of the ongoing struggles of Bayern Munich. This is a team that was coming into this match with one win in their last five games. And so, look, the struggles are real for Bayern Munich. And what I like today from Bayern Munich is something that we haven't seen all that often this season, is that there was intensity throughout. Not necessarily great level of play, not necessarily a great performance, but intensity throughout. Energy, aggression, guys like Musiala tracking back and defending, guys like Leroy Sané tracking back and defending, guys like Harry Kane in the 90th minute, winning the game 3-0, winning the ball actually in his own half, deep in his own half. We don't see this very often, haven't seen this very often from Bayern Munich this season. Today we saw a team that was pressing higher the field, was creating turnovers, forcing turnovers, creating some chances, half chances. Eventually they open things up, they score three goals, they win it. But of course, we cannot analyze this game and the performance of Bayern Munich without saying, what about that chance by Ciro Immobile?
Yeah.
And how may that have changed the reality of that stadium, the reality of Bayern Munich, the reality of this match? It didn't happen. Ciro Immobile doesn't put his chance away. It allowed Bayern Munich to breathe. And once they did that, they're able to open up the score and went on and ran away with it.
You take a look at all the opponents that Bayern Munich could have faced at this stage. Lazio were a gift, really.
Absolutely.
That second leg performance.
I mean, how they won the first game, I'm not quite sure. Bayern Munich obviously didn't play particularly well. But it all worked out nicely for Bayern today. They were very narrow up the front. I think we're going to hear Thomas Tuchel talk about that. They didn't play with too much width. They were quite narrow. They were patient. And they could be patient because Ciro Immobile didn't take that chance. So they just built up that bit of pressure. And once they scored the first goal, you always knew they were going to go and get the second and maybe that third.
Very much a banana skin avoided then for Bayern Munich, Jan.
Absolutely. But crisis at Bayern. What crisis? They're in the quarterfinal of the Champions League.
Hey, you play Lazio every day. You will never have a crisis.
They will get an easy draw in the next round. They will get a winner between PSV Eindhoven and Dortmund. They're in the semi-final and Tuchel will win the Champions League again. But yes, it's like the William Shakespeare said, it's to be or not to be today for Tuchel. And he saved his position. If he had lost today, if Immobile, like the boys are talking about, that chance would be taken and they were knocked out, he would have lost his job. But with a Harry Kane in form, always scoring the goals, and De Ligt, that was the inner Marco van Basten, wasn't it? In the same city that van Basten did in 1988 with his volley there. But I like the way Bayern tried today, because now they've been criticized for not playing for the coach, not having the intensity. There was a smile and everything with Tuchel today. So this was a great win for them. And like I said, he's in the quarterfinal. At least he's got a job guarantee now till the quarterfinal. I think there were some good performances today. I also will add Thomas Müller, who was always there, was always involved. What he did on the first goal there, reaching the ball, heading the ball back to Guerreiro, that was a second great class it was.
Not pretty from Kane, but he gets the two goals, Frank.
Yeah, that's what we are expecting from him, and he's always at the right spot, very clever. And he was really involved even in the action, but he's always spot on. I mean, Musiala, no, Guerrero, missing his shot, and he's always there, you know, as a real striker. I mean, he's not maybe the best goal striker in the world for any reason. He knows, he feels the game, he feels the position, and he's always at the right time, at the right place. And he was very solid today, like the old team, I would say. They were very disciplined. They worked hard. As Ali said, you know, they worked also when they didn't have the ball, and especially the three at front. So it was a very good performance for Bayern Munich. And I was very surprised because I don't really follow the Bundesliga, and I only listen to what people are saying about the big mess, the big crisis in Bayern Munich tonight. They were there. They worked together, and it was a great performance for them.
Yeah. All I'm hearing is they tried. Yeah. Great. Well done. That's your job. If you're Manchester City, if you're Arsenal, Real Madrid, you're not looking at Bayern Munich and worrying at all, are you?
Well, no, because I think you can affect the way that Bayern Munich plays, and you can affect the moments of transition defensively for Bayern Munich, in which they're always vulnerable. Even today, in the few moments of transition that Lazio had, you could get the idea and the sense that, you know, maybe there is something here for Lazio, and we establish how poor of a team do we think at this level of Champions League Lazio really is. And yeah, you're not afraid of Bayern Munich. And let me just say, this is not specific to Champions League. Even teams in Bundesliga this season are not afraid of Bayern Munich. There is a reason as to why Joshua Kimmich has now been pushed out to the right back position, and it is simply because Thomas Tuchel doesn't feel that he can do the job as a number six. Why is that? Because teams that are no longer intimidated by Bayern Munich are no longer standing off of Joshua Kimmich. They're going and pressing. And we're going to play in your face. And what has happened? He's turning the ball over. And I think that's something that superior teams can do to Bayern Munich. You press them, you push them back, you create moments of transition, you can expose them. However, if you have Harry Kane and he's hot, you got a chance. If you have Leroy Sané and he's hot, whenever that is, mm-hmm. you have a chance. They have enough individuals, Jamal Musiala, another guy, enough individuals that in a moment, in a critical moment, they can get you out of trouble. The problem is,
yeah, but
in the back
Ali,
line, they also have issues defending. And when they have issues defending, they can get exposed.
And we heard after the game, didn't we, Jan, Thomas Tuchel revealing that he thinks he's broken his toe because he gave such a stirring pre-match speech. Such was the excitement that he kicked the wall and the wall won.
To understand Bayern Munich, you must say that with all the interviews after the game, there have now been 8 or 9 from the management and the boards who have been doing interviews, and they've been very, very proud of Thomas Tuchel, who had a motivation speech in the dressing room, and he got so engaged as he kicked his foot in the door in the Bayern dressing room and hurt his toe. So that was the reason why Thomas Tuchel was not running around in the area, the coaching area today, because he hurt his toe. So they now got a manager or a coach that gives everything for the team. That's how simple football is. And boys, we look forward to the final when Bayern Munich will be there and scare you. All of you, Bayern Munich.
That's very much tongue-in-cheek, isn't it, Mr... because that's silly.
That is silly, but you see the Champions League this season, when you compare it with last season, there is a lot of weak teams. They played the 9th in La Liga, in Serie A today, Lazio. PSV and Dortmund, I've talked about them. There is a lot of... There is a road to Wembley somewhere. And if you find that road in some good draws, you can see with an Harry Kane and with a better Bayern to just concentrate on the Champions League now. Don't be surprised if they go all the way to the final. Just see.
Robert, this is why you didn't make it very far in coaching. You never broke your toe kicking a wall. That's obviously the difference. That's what's happened.
But I like what Ali was saying about the defensive side of the game.
Can we talk about Tuchel breaking his toe?
Not really,
please?
No. Because like, so why hasn't he done that in the previous games in the league when they've been unmotivated?
So the quarterfinals, you're breaking his hand. Yeah. You make it to the semi-finals. What part of your anatomy do you need to break?
Some players... There's a great quote by Bill Shankly. If you look at the motivated players...
Yes.
and you look at them and think, what can I do with them? If you need motivating them, get rid of them.
Right.
Your manager shouldn't need to motivate. He should be there to talk about the tactics, talk about the understanding of what he wants from his team, talk about how you're going to progress to get into the next round and how you're going to cause the opposition problem. You don't need to be kicking the doors. When managers used to do that, I used to just laugh. I think, what the hell is he doing?
Frank, have you experienced managers kicking things to get you going?
Yes, I did. Kind of a blackboard, you know, and smashing it, falling down, and showing that he's very upset and motivated. Well, I was like Stuart. I didn't need that, but I can understand for some players it can be a boost. And I like the involvement of a coach that really believes on what he explains, and he wants the players to follow him. So I'm not against that. And I think it's nice for a coach who already knows that he's going to leave to be that involved, let's say. I would just want to come back to what Ali said about Bayern being good and Kimmich not good, being playing in the middle of the park because they don't press the opponent, don't press Bayern anymore. I don't understand Lazio. What did Lazio the whole 90 minutes, except that chance that Ciro Immobile had?
Yeah.
Why did he don't go for it? Why they were so down in the game, where they were waiting for Bayern, where as you explained, Ali, we know that the big problem for Goretzka, Pavlovic and or Kimmich is when you press them, it never happened. It's like they came here waiting for something which, of course, would never happen.
Of course, Thomas Tuchel will be leaving at the end of the season. Speculation, if he lost today's game, then that would be it. Xavi Alonso, very much the favourite to come in and replacement. So part of the interview process now will be, what part of your body will you break to manage Bayern, Jan, to show that passion?
Well, first of all, the news about Xabi Alonso choosing Bayern instead of Liverpool is wrong. That is a false report. Xabi Alonso is smart enough to say nothing. He's the only one in this process saying nothing. Klopp won't be the new manager this summer. That is for 100% sure. He will take a year out. But Xabi Alonso, the most likely thing with Xabi Alonso now is that he will stay at Leverkusen. I'm not saying he will do that, but it's just the most probable thing that will happen now. And just we have to know that in 2025, the Real Madrid job will be ready as well. And Xabi Alonso is so smart. If you see his career, he started being under 14 coach at Real Madrid. Then he went to Sociedad, played a second team then. So he will. There is a lot of coaches going too early to big clubs. And Xabi Alonso will sit down and he will analyze and see, where can I do something? Will he go to after Klopp? Whoever will come after Klopp will be tough. Going to Bayern with FC Hollywood, is that the right thing now? Because together with Max Eberl and Christoph Freund, you have to build a new team, a new culture, a new identity, and you are with the reigning champion Leverkusen going into the Champions League. So for the moment, most likely that Xabi Alonso will stay at Bayer Leverkusen.
Are you manipulating the odds? Because there's one anomaly when you take a look at that list, and that's your boy Solskjaer. How come he's so sure? How come he's linked to this job, Jan?
We've talked about bets before, haven't we, and odds. There is no chance that they will do an interim now anyway. They will find then. So they won't take a big name in to do an interim coach just before the summer. So it's false. This is how the media works at the moment. We're all part of it. No. You heard my next sentence. We are all a part of that. We do those kind of things. But the only one, haven't said anything, is Alonso. Max Eberl, the new head of sports at Bayern, said before the game today, specifically, we have not talked to Alonso. Is this their wish candidate? Of course he is, because he fits the bill. But so far, nothing has happened.
So, Robbo, three boxes. Bayer Leverkusen, Liverpool or Bayern Munich? Which one are you choosing?
I would say, personally, that he should stay at Bayer Leverkusen for another season.
Why?
Because, as Jan just said, he's done a lot of things before he's come to Leverkusen, but he's done a fantastic job there. I think he should just stay another year and still keep learning and still keep making the right decisions and then take the next job when it suits him. I'm not sure now is the right time.
But you might not ever be in this situation again.
He will be in the right situation. He'll get a chance again. No doubt about that. He's a top-class coach.
There you go. No doubt about that, says Mr. Robson. No. Just a reminder, the Bundesliga continues. This weekend, live on ESPN+, they're all chasing Xabi Alonso those teams sitting at the top of the table, 10 points clear of Bayern Munich. That is our late game on Sunday, Bayer Leverkusen against Wolfsburg. That's at 2:30 Eastern. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Bayern looking to close that gap, albeit for 24 hours, as they play host to Mainz. In Spain, Real Sociedad taking on PSG. La Liga side have, of course, had a big task ahead of them. They were 2-0 down going into this, the second leg. And they're also up against a Kylian Mbappe, who's once again sensational in this tie. He would give PSG a 2-0 lead with a couple of great goals. La Real would get one back. But in the end, it's the French champions who advance to the quarterfinals. Kylian Mbappe, very much the star of the show. Frank, he's so good.
He is. And he showed to the world, you know, after this weekend controversy with Luis Enrique, that you need Mbappe and you need him now, because if he leaves, you will need him for the Champions League. I mean, he can make a difference, and he did it in two occasions, almost in three. He's a different class player. I mean, yes, it's true. I agree with Stewart. Traoré should have been helping his teammate a little bit more on the first goal. But when you have somebody like Mbappe, as soon as he has the ball and he's in the 16-yard box, you know that you're in danger. And he showed to the world again that he's a classy player, a different player. But he has to. We have to say that Paris Saint-Germain had maybe for an hour the best performance so far in the Champions League. They were very solid, very good in the middle of the park. Nothing to complain. They knew exactly. They shut down the stadium very, very quickly. We thought that the pressure from the 12th man will come. It never came because of that goal of Mbappe, but because also of the Paris Saint-Germain players.
Ali, just take us through the first goal here, because you don't see many people with that ability, as much as we criticise the defending. Mm-hmm. But to be able to pull that off on a night where you know that all eyes are on you, considering what happened at the weekend.
And yeah, maybe a 1v1 situation, but it's a very tight angle. And so now how do you create the space for yourself? Well, it's a little fake, little dip of the shoulder that creates a separation. Now Zubeldia is struggling. He can't quite cover the ground. Traoré is having difficulties also closing the space. They can't quite make a decision as to, do we get tight? Because if we get tight, he has the speed to get around us. And when you are caught in between as a defender and you don't make a decision, now Kylian Mbappe is making all the decisions for you. Now, what he does really well, better than anybody else, is the fact that not only is he fast, not only does he have the dip of the shoulder, not only can he create space for himself, he actually finishes the chance as well. And does so from still a tight angle, finds that far post. So it's a full package of Kylian Mbappe. And to the point that Frank was making, that he is the danger man, well, there are only a few players, and it's a handful of players in the world, that whenever they get the ball in the final third, everybody in the stadium, watching at home, from their couch, from wherever they're watching, everybody knows, woo! Danger, 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 caution, caution, caution. Kylian Mbappe is one of those players. It's a handful of players around the world. He is certainly one of those players that you know can create something out of nothing.
He's going to score goals of fun for Real Madrid, isn't he?
He is. Interesting where he's going to actually play, because he can play down the middle, as he did at times tonight. He can go out to that left-hand side, because they're the sort of runs that Vinicius Junior would make down that left-hand side. But the thing that frightens everybody so much is his pace. And that's why the defender doesn't get tight enough to him, because, as Ali just said, they're frightened of being exposed. This time they're trying to play a high line, so he runs in behind. He chooses the right thing to do. The previous goal, he runs down the side of the defenders because that was where the space was. I mean, this is a really good finish because everybody inside the stadium and the defenders and the goalkeeper think it's going to go in the far post, and he just plays it into that near post area. Brilliant.
Yeah. So I ask Jan the question.
Would he have done that?
Haaland or Mbappe, Jan?
Daniel, you love that question, don't you? I think for Real Madrid now will be Mbappe. They will take him. But what I like about Mbappe with the boys, it takes me back to when I was a kid, when I started enjoying football, when I loved to watch football on TV. There were some particular players. I'm so old that I remember Johan Cruyff. I remember Beckenbauer. Then came Maradona along. And I was finding myself today when I was switching between the games, I just want to see Mbappe. I want to see what he's doing, what he's doing in all kind of things. And he's not only one type of player. His second goal is brilliant because as we talked, he gives the goalkeeper his eyes. You know, he gives it along and then he goes short. He's a goal getter too, but he's so much. And just look at him. And just when he's on fire like he was today, and he's in more or less like that older, you just enjoy watching him. And for him to go to Real Madrid, he would score 40 and 50 goals. There is no reason why he shouldn't. And I wouldn't be worried that there was another player would play there or how they would put the system. Great players always find a way to cooperate out on the field.
Did you answer the question, Jan?
No.
I didn't.
He said for Real Madrid.
Let me not throw in caveats into all of this.
Always pick Haaland. Always.
Frank, looking ahead for PSG, this is kind of the last dance, isn't it, if you like, for Mbappe before he moves to Spain. Can they go all the way this time?
So far, no. I don't believe that. I mean, they had a great performance today. You get away from home, but you have to be realistic. I mean, there are few clubs over, like City, Real Madrid, maybe Arsenal as well, who are much better right now and more consistent than Paris Saint-Germain. We always talk about the consistency of that team, that they can be good for half of the game and suddenly lose everything. Mbappe can do something different, but those teams like City, like Real Madrid, like Arsenal, they will know how to create problems to Mbappe to make sure they can handle the game. So far, I would say no. It's good that it's the first time that they reached the quarterfinal without the COVID, without playing away from home, without an empty stadium. So it's a progress. And he has to be signaled, but at the end of the day, no, I don't believe that team can go all the way. I would be very surprised.
Just a reminder, if indeed Kylian Mbappe does make that move to Real Madrid, you can see every single game live on ESPN Plus. But before his arrival, there's a little matter of La Liga title to be sealed up for Ancelotti's side. They're in action on Sunday at home against Celta Vigo. Meanwhile, Friday is when we'll see Barcelona take on Mallorca. For a lot more reaction to what we saw in the Champions League and beyond, be sure to subscribe to ESPN FC over on our YouTube channel.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com. Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right, speaking of Real Madrid, they're of course in action against Leipzig in one of the games on Wednesday. They have a 1-0 lead going into that time. 11-1 on, says ESPN Bet. Big favourites. They weren't exactly great, were they, in the first leg? But everybody believes it will be Real Madrid who will be advancing. I'm a little more convinced than everybody else, but in the end, they will get...
I wonder why that is.
What do you mean?
How dare you?
With your Real Madrid ways.
Bias.
Well, yeah. What a real hot take. Should be fine, shouldn't it?
Well, it should, but... You just introduced that game by saying that Real Madrid weren't all that great in the first leg, and I think I would extend that beyond the first leg. Real Madrid haven't been that great over the last month. And so if you're looking for reasons to hope in Leipzig, yeah, maybe. Maybe there's an opportunity here. Maybe defensively there are issues for Real Madrid. Maybe, but I don't think so. Second leg, Santiago Bernabeu, another magical night in Champions League for a team that simply knows what this environment feels like, what it smells like, what this night is all about. I just don't get the sense that Leipzig are strong enough to truly trouble Real Madrid.
And Leipzig might point to that questionable disallowed goal, of course, that we saw in the first leg. Do you want to put a case forward as to why Leipzig will get it done, Jan?
Well, everything to win. There was a wrong, very wrong decision in the first game. That's what we see now. That should be a goal, of course. But I think that with Marco Rose, when they have the flow, they are quite good at getting forward. So I think they will, even at Santiago Bernabeu, they will create chances. And that's their hope. They got enough potential match winners in the team to score goals. But you know, they need to have a great day. They are, I'm not saying they're struggling in the Bundesliga, because I think they are where we expected them to do. But you keep on selling players all the time. There will be a time that the progress is not as high as you used to. But I think Leipzig will create chances tomorrow, and then we'll see what Real Madrid will do with that.
Real Madrid, big favourites then to advance to the quarterfinals, as are Manchester City, who of course at home against Copenhagen. They pretty much got the job done, didn't they, in the first leg to put them as massive favourites to advance the quarterfinals. Yes, indeed. That would suggest that this game is a mere formality. You have to put on $750 to win a dollar.
Well, that makes sense.
Only Frank Leboeuf and his millions can afford to make any sort of money from that bet. Copenhagen 66-1 to get it done. No surprise, everyone's going for Manchester City. Only Ali believes that Copenhagen are even going to score a goal. Tactically, with regards to your team selection, given what's going on at the weekend at Anfield, what do you do? Who do you rest? How do you play?
I think he will rest some of the players. That's the only thing you can say about Man City in one a game like this. They can be complacent. They'll probably play at a slowish tempo. Yep. They'll do enough to make sure they dominate possession. They'll do enough to score one or two goals. And they're going to rest one or two of the key players. They need to, because they've got a massive couple of weeks coming up. You know, Rodri's always a key player. Rodri is the key player for them in the big games. So I think he might be one of the players that gets rested in this one. Grealish, I don't think, can come into the side because he's obviously injured. Foden might be another player to rest because he's been excellent at the moment, and they need him for that game against Liverpool. So I think they're going to change the side slightly. They'll probably change the tempo of their play. They might get a goal up in the first half and slow everything down and just keep the ball.
Questions as to whether or not Erling Haaland will start in this game, given that match at the weekend. He gave his first press conference in 2 years today ahead of the tie, and he was asked inevitably about his future at City.
I'm really happy, especially with the people that I'm surrounded with, the manager, the directors, the board. They are a group of amazing people, and I'm really happy, I have to say. I mean, if I say this now, it's probably going to be a massive headline. Tomorrow, you never know what the future brings. But again, I'm happy, and you can write this, but you can also have to write everything I said right before. I'm happy, and yeah, that's what I want to do.
Jan, he could have just stopped at happy.
Like all Norwegian strikers, very wise when they are talking. Erling Haaland is just saying the truth. I watched the whole press conference. It was a good press conference. I think it's good that he is there talking to the rest of the press. And I say rest of the press because we always talk to us. But I think Erling Haaland, I think you will find with him is that this connection between him and Pep Guardiola will be interesting in the coming years, because I think that they will somehow connect, because Erling will know that as long as he is with Pep Guardiola, he will win a lot of titles. So I think this is all about timing, and it's all about timing. He's been in Norway, he's been in Austria, he's been in Germany, now he's in England. And you can see there is a
path, there is a strategy to be in different leagues. So when he says about the future, well, who knows what will be in the future. But at the moment, Real Madrid are busy using money on Mbappé. So all the dreams for Real Madrid that he will come now or next season, I think, is not even close. But we, like Norwegians say, we never know about the future.
No, of course, we never know about the future. But what's interesting when you have players at Real Madrid or Barcelona, they never talk about tomorrow. It's all about the now. I want to be here. I want to stay here forever. And that's just part and parcel of being part of a club that is so established like those two teams. How do you think this is going to play out?
You're just reading wrong, Redan. You're just trying to make a headline.
Wait, no, I'm not.
You're not even listening to Erling. You're not even listening to him. He is
did he or did he not say, who knows what tomorrow brings?
Yeah, but who knows what tomorrow brings? We could all be gone.
When is the last time you heard a player at Real Madrid or Barcelona say that?
Las Vegas, Thomas, tomorrow you could be a pop star in Las Vegas, for all we know. We don't know anything about the future.
I can tell you, no.
Right,
no.
Everyone hasn't seen me at my best at karaoke.
Frank might be a successful actor next time.
But Jan, it's a fair point that I make, though, isn't it?
No, yes, it's a fair point that you make. It's a fair point that a human being will say he doesn't know what about the future. If you ask Erling Haaland, do you think he will play for Manchester City rest of his your life? What should he answer to satisfy Don Thomas?
Well, if I'm a Real Madrid player, I say yes. If I'm a Barcelona player, I say yes.
Okay, and Dan Thomas will then, as a reporter, say, thank you for an honest answer, Erling Haaland.
But the reason I bring that up, Jan, is because you don't ever hear that from those players at those clubs.
So great to have some footballers who are human beings and saying they don't know about the future. He's very happy there. Maybe he's extend his contract. Maybe he doesn't know about the future.
Frank, what do you think?
I think that if Pep Guardiola leaves, for example, next year or the year after, it's possible that Erling Haaland leaves as well, because therefore he will even know less about the future. I think it's nice to have somebody a little bit frank, honest, to say the truth, that yes, he's happy, but he's just not knowing the future. And you will have to be completely twisted to think that he's opening a door to maybe leaving. No, he's not saying that. It's not what I understood. If the other player don't say that, it's because they know what they have to answer, but he's being politically correct. He's not saying the truth.
One, Jan said that we could all be gone tomorrow. I'd like to be here. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Where else could we be?
I'd like to be here. Two, Frank just referred to you as completely twisted.
Well, I don't think...
Yeah.
He's suggesting that I'm pointing to a door.
I didn't say Dan.
Well, yeah. Dan is the one opening the door, so...
No, I'm just... He mentioned the door. Yeah. The tomorrow door was mentioned when it didn't have to be.
And I think the key point here is...
No, he's asking a question. He's not making a statement.
The key point here is the end of an era, and that end of an era being Pep Guardiola leaving Manchester City. And I don't think that Erling Haaland will be the only one to see this as a turning point, as an opportunity to go elsewhere. And the exodus from Manchester City will happen naturally because, well, we don't know what's happening once Pep Guardiola is gone. But to your point, Dan, could have left it a happy.
Oh, so you agree with me?
No, I agree with it.
We go to Las Vegas together?
Correct. And we'll have our own show, Dan. We'll be pop stars together.
What a duo.
We'll be pop stars together.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Rollo?
I think he answered it honestly. You know, if everybody will say at the moment, I'm absolutely happy, you never know. And Frank's absolutely right. Ali's absolutely right. If Pep Guardiola leaves Manchester City, not only will Erling Haaland be looking to go elsewhere, so will most of the other players. And when Erik ten Hag talks about there being a massive gap between the two clubs, the massive gap is because of Pep Guardiola.
not because of the players particularly at the club, because of Pep Guardiola. If you swap the managers over, it would only take 2 years for Manchester United to be better than Man City.
Dan,
I have a question.
Robbo, the real question is,
would you go to Las Vegas with the two others? That's the main important
I've been to Las Vegas.
I've been to Las Vegas with Dan. I would never go again. I'd try it with Ali. Dan was an absolute nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
I love Vegas. Now,
would you like to say something?
Yeah, but I always let the world champion be ahead of me. Frank knows that. I respect him. But now I just want to say that you have Haaland following Pep Guardiola, because he knows that if he's with him, he will win titles. But there is also another step to it. Pep Guardiola will also follow a player like Erling Haaland, because he knows when he has players like him, or a Foden, or whatever, but especially Erling Haaland, who scores you 40, 50 goals, that is also kind of shaping the future. So I got a feeling that they are depending on each other. So I think that is the future. But as we know, you can never say anything about the future, Dan.
No, you certainly can't. I started this show here and now I'm in Vegas. It's brilliant. Yes.
Just a word, yeah, because it's the last time you're on, I think, before the weekend. Anfield, Liverpool City, massive game. What's going to happen?
Either Liverpool win tight with a young team or City win 4-1.
Oh, OK, then. Well, one or the other. Which one? Which one, Jan? Do you want to...
I would say it would be a draw.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Thanks to me, it's brilliant.
Just a reminder that game is on Sunday. We'll be looking ahead to it in more detail throughout the week. Be sure to join us. Tomorrow's programme will be focusing on those two Champions League ties. Of course, Manchester City taking on Copenhagen and Erling Haaland's future club, Real Madrid.
Leipzig.
Las Vegas. What's our show going to be about, Dan?
I don't know.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Meanwhile, the lineup says, and if the semi-finals of the Women's CONCACAF Gold Cup, a couple of cracking matches, including Brazil against Mexico, live on ESPN Plus at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then after that, it's the little matter of the US women in action against Canada. That's the late game. What a great doubleheader that should be. Sebi and Hurt caught up with Alex Morgan to talk about that game on the latest edition of Football Americas.
All right, let's talk about Canada. I mean, that's a real rivalry, as good as we got here in North America. Mm-hmm. How do you see the semifinals shaping up, and what do you expect on Wednesday night?
Yeah, it's going to be a physical match. But, you know, we've been watching Canada, obviously. They had a tough test against Costa Rica, having played them in group stage and pretty much dominating, and then Costa Rica coming to play and them having a tougher time trying to finish some chances. So for us, it's just getting our bodies ready for this next game. We know, you know, not only how the team, how that team plays, how Canada plays, but the personnel as well. I play with Kaylin week in and week out at San Diego. So it's going to be a good match, an exciting one for the fans.
You can see that interview in its entirety on the latest edition of Football America. That's available now here on ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
ESPN then, the new home of NWSL. What a great game we've got to kick things off. Casey Curran against Portland Thorns. That game live on Plus and ABC. Coverage starts on March 16th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Well, that's it. That brings us to the end of today's show. Be sure to stay tuned. Jan will be back shouting at me, Frank calling me twisted, on Extra Time, which is next. The wrong thing, doesn't matter, no one noticed. Welcome in to Extra
Time. It wasn't clear.
Ali's here, Robbo here, Jan as well, and Frank. All good, Jan? We friends?
We are always friends. I've never been to Las Vegas, so just invite me to your new show.
Fantastic.
Dan, you are friends, but it could not last long because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow because you don't
know. No, that's very true. Yeah, I didn't even see that as a threat.
I want to be here.
Yeah, you twisted. That's very true.
Quick question.
Yes.
So we'll go together to Vegas.
Yes. Yes. Basically, this comes from a discussion where we talked about what's going to happen tomorrow, and Jan says I'm likely to have a show in Las Vegas with Harlan leaving.
I think a pop star. That you're going to be a pop star.
That was it. Not a show. You're going to be a pop star.
Yeah. I could have a residency.
I've seen you on the old. Karaoke.
So what exactly is my role going to be in all of this?
I think you just got to look after my fans.
Okay.
So
okay.
Just to make sure, you know, that I can
mop his fluffer.
Basically, I could just walk down the strip.
Yes.
You can mop his brow and things like that.
So I'll be press officer / executive assistant. Can I be an executive assistant?
There's words I want to use, but I can't because I get sacked. Right. How was Ipswich?
Chaperone, yes. That too.
How was Ipswich versus Bristol City more entertaining than these Champions League matches?
Why? Because it was played at a great intensity. There's a lot riding on it, as there is in the Champions League. But it was a game that was, the ball was getting played forward quite quickly.
Yeah.
A lot of chances, great atmosphere inside the ground. But the Champions League games were good, but they were foregone conclusions once the first goals went in for both Bayern and PSG.
Yeah, and what's it like in the Championship when you're playing all these games so intensely, two or three a week?
Well, it is like we are describing the game. You go into there are 46 games, and you come in November, December, and you're not even half of the season. You know you're going to play over Christmas, and you go someplace, and you're so close to the crowd. Portman Road, I played there many times. This is my lucky, well, my first game goal in England, I scored at Portman Road. So it's a great place, it's intensity, and I will recommend the football fans who only look at the big leagues, have a look at the Championship. It's very, very entertaining. When I see games like that, I was just thinking of pain, I'm thinking of centre halves without teeth. Remember, I played in the 90s and they were knocking you down from everywhere when Robbo played. Or Robbo, were you in the 80s? Or I can't remember.
Sorry, Jan, I didn't play in the Championship, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, wow.
Good answer. Good answer.
It was in the 80s, though. It was in the 80s.
Just a reminder, the championship is exclusively on ESPN Plus here in the States. I think this is going to be a quick answer. Is Bayern season considered success if they win the Champions League but do not win the Bundesliga?
Yeah!
Yes.
Super!
Yep. I think so. I think that pretty much sums up everyone. Frank, Eric Dier started ahead of Kingming Jai tonight. Does Thomas Tuchel see something we don't? Because surely a Spurs reject cannot be better than the best defender in Italy last season.
I think if I'm not mistaken, that Kim is coming back from maybe a minor injury, so he's not ready yet, but he's going to be competing against Dier very, very soon. I think you have somebody else also coming back very soon as a centre back. So I think Dier only played because he's fitter than Kim right now, and that's the only decision. And yeah, I really think that when Kim is back to his best, there won't be any competition. I think Dier will go on the bench. Kim was on the best defender in the world at the beginning of the season. He didn't lose everything to be competing with somebody who was a fifth choice at Tottenham. With all due respect for Dier, we had a good game today, by the way. I think Kim is above him and many others.
And don't forget about the fact that Upamecano, that basically the problem is that he's had 1,000 red cards over the last month. And yes. He's taking himself out of the rotation, so much so that then Eric Dier becomes an option. And when they sign Eric Dier, he must not have been an option to be the starting center back in the most important game of the season for them in Champions League. I don't think that would have been the plan of Thomas Tuchel, but this is where we are with Bayern Munich.
With Eric Dier, you have to look at it all depends on the manager who's had him. For some managers, he's been the number one pick. For a while, he was Southgate's number one pick for the England team. Mm. When Jose Mourinho was at Tottenham, he was the number one pick. He played every week. It was when the new manager came in, Postecoglou, he went, no, I don't fancy him at all, and dropped him to the bench and didn't really want to play him.
But I think that what you said, Frank, about Kim, yes, he was fantastic last season, but something he missed on the way from Italy to Germany. I mean, I have not seen one of the best defenders there. Upamecano, you know, when he's playing, he will always make a mistake. And Tuchel has also come to the season. He knows he's leaving after the summer, and you will see him now at the rest of the season just make some clear choices. He will put people on the bench. Davis was on the bench, yes, he's been a bit with injuries and so on, but he put Kimmich on the right back. I think Tuchel, you will see him clearly now doing his choices. Am I 100%
sure? But he doesn't like De Ligt either. He didn't like De Ligt either a little while ago. Three or 4 weeks ago, De Ligt was a problem.
All right, Robbo, calm down.
Exactly.
Come on, it's extra time. It's supposed to be a little more relaxed. Shouting at Paul.
I like shouting at Jan.
I can see that that Dier would play more games than we believe at the rest of the season.
For Jan, where do you rank Thomas Müller all time in German football?
Well, soon he will have the most games for Bayern Munich. I mean, that is something great. He's won everything. Yes, in the way he plays, his body somehow, when you look at him, you think he's not Mbappé, is he? He's not the guy that everybody will say, oh, when I grow up, I want to be like Thomas Müller. But if you have a look at his stats, he's up there with the best in Germany. So he will be up there based on trophies, goals, assists, top 10 in German football all time.
In regards to Thomas Müller, reminds me of, you know, the blow-up dolls that they have at car washes or car dealerships.
Yep. Do you know which country invented those? Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, well, there you are, you see.
Mm.
And yet, this guy, who seems like he's all over the place, the best thing about him is that all over the place, seemingly, is tapping the ball into the back of the net. And what he's also understood about his own game, as he has gotten older, and perhaps he isn't the first choice striker, he's found a different ways to be effective in and around whoever the feature striker is, in this case, Harry Kane. So he's become a great assist guy that wasn't really particularly part of his game early on in his career. That's an evolution of a player, understanding where I am in my career and how can I make myself still effective. He's done that for Bayern Munich.
One of the best football brains that Germany have ever had. That's why he's still playing and still playing well.
How would you rate your football brain?
My football brain
it had its moments.
Really?
It had its moments.
Oh, there we go.
I could have lost the head every so often, but, you know, on the other, I thought about the game.
For Robbo, do you think any team other than Manchester City or Madrid can actually win the Champions League this season?
Yes.
I think Arsenal.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I think they've got a tough game against Porto, but I think they'll win that. And the way Arsenal are playing at the moment, I think they could beat anybody. They've beaten Liverpool at home. They've beaten Manchester City at home not so long ago. They're playing great football. They've got a good, solid defence as well. I think they need to be put under pressure a little bit more by the opposition, by playing a little bit further forward or getting the ball forward quicker. Is there a question mark over the goalkeeper? But overall, I think Arsenal got every chance of winning the Champions League.
I think so. Jan, you were obviously at Bramall Lane yesterday. How much did Arsenal impress you?
Well, I have to start with how much did Sheffield United depress me. Because they were terrible. But Arsenal at the moment, I mean, is it 31 goals now in 7 Premier League games? Playing with a fantastic self-confidence. There is something about them at the moment. And could they win the Champions League? Of course they could. The only thing that I would say that would be against them, I think in the Champions League, the experience of Champions League, we've seen that with some great teams, that you need 1, 2, 3 seasons before you win that. For example, now that Porto, you saw that Porto away, they had a weak game. Will they do the same if they go further in the quarterfinal? Will they have that away game that would take them out? So I think that experience will speak, of course, against them, and that's against them, against Manchester City and Real Madrid, and even Inter went to the final last season, going further, and even Bayern Munich, to be fair. So I've just said in the main program that they will go to the final.
You certainly did.
There is a consistency. There is a consistency, and we see that before winning a Champions League, you have to lose one final. It happens to City, it happened to Chelsea, it happened to many clubs before. It's like a redundance where you have to experience a defeat in a final to build up your experience, and then
so
after
Inter
you
Milan,
have maybe a chance to win it. Well, I don't think they are as good as they were last season, but maybe they can win next season. But I don't think they're going to win this season. I don't think so.
I don't really get what your point was, Frank.
Arsenal haven't had the experience of getting to the final.
Arsenal didn't have that experience.
Right.
Come on, Robbo, we have football brain. That's why he doesn't get it.
Absolutely right.
Exactly. I think Inter definitely argue are better than
Can you all please
season,
show a little respect to the pop star, please?
Right. Ali, you've seen a lot of these players. I'm going to go for you.
Okay.
Start, bench, drop. These Englishmen based on their form this season.
Okay.
Kane, Bellingham, Foden.
Wow. It's good.
Wow.
Good luck, Ali.
Okay. I'm going to start you, Bellingham.
Oh,
I'm gonna bench Harry Kane and I'm gonna sell Phil Foden.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, because we're talking about the whole season, right? Yeah. And so Phil Foden, what we have seen from him over the last 2 months have been really impressive.
Yes.
But if it is the totality of the season, I'm gonna take Bellingham.
Right.
Kane at some point was in a record-breaking.
Bellingham's been a bit quiet last month or so, though, hasn't he?
All right, Dan.
He just said over the course of the whole season.
Yeah, so no, but he cited Foden maybe didn't impact much at the start. Bellingham obviously did, but he hasn't made much of an impact recently.
But I would absolutely go with that.
Yeah, but for
thank you, Rob.
I wasn't asking you.
Well, I'm answering. Harry Kane, and then right, and at the bottom, Foden.
Wow, okay. We may as well go round. Jan, do you agree?
I think that today the group of experts in the studio has been a bit diverse. We have on one hand a pop star in Las Vegas and a football brains on the other side. So I will give Bellingham a rest because I want to rest him before the Euros. I will get Foden in there and Kane still a bench. I can't even read. I need to my glasses. Based on the form this season, so I will drop. I will drop Bellingham for the moment. I would start always Kane. Wow. That's the strikers' union, and then I would put Foden on the bench because he can come on with his fantastic left foot.
He changed his mind. Kane was going to be on the bench at the beginning,
and then he put his glasses on.
That made all the difference.
I don't want him to be my coach. Yeah. He's going to take me off when he puts his glasses on.
Frank, what do you think?
I 100% agreeing with Ali Moreno.
Bellingham,
hey,
and Foden.
Hey!
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Frank. All right, for Jan, when interviewing a losing manager after a game in which they were beaten badly, like yesterday, do you try to be diplomatic about how bad the result was, or just come straight out and ask, why are they terrible?
Well, it's a very good question. Because it was especially yesterday because Chris Wilder, I know him, I've been to Sheffield United when it was in the first spell. I like him very much. But you have to be... I will start critical. I will start with, was that a matter of raising the white flag? Because it looked like they were giving up. But at the end of the interview yesterday, I said, when we had some critical questions about what was going on and how he motivates himself when you're down, because I was sitting just behind the bench and we knew 5-0 down and he was still running in the coaching zone. I was wondering how he motivates himself. But at the end, because I played for Sheffield United, and so I guess it's about the relation you have to the manager. But I say we have one thing in common, that we are deeply in our heart want Sheffield United to be better. What will you do to make them better? So I think there's constructive, that's critical, but still you need to have a bit empathy for them, because straight after the game when you're losing 6-0 and you hardly touch the ball, it's even tough for the manager of that stature.
How would you think Robbo would do in these sort of situations, Jan?
Well, he got a great football brain, so I could start there.
Are you saying that I'm going to ask the questions, or I'm going to be asked the questions?
No, I think if you're asking the questions, I don't think you would as empathetic as
you've
Jan.
Seen me do interviews, and you always said I'm too nice to the.
Yeah, but that's when they're just been. That's when they're here. They haven't just lost 6-0, and then you turn up.
Yeah. See, earlier on, Jan said he was depressed by Sheffield United's performance. Did he say that to Chris Wilder when he went?
Yeah.
I was depressed by that performance.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
I thought it was a great question, Jan. Great question.
Wow, there you go. Who wins the Ballon d'Or first? Mbappe, Vinicius Jr. or Haaland? Should we go to Jan? Let's go to Jan.
Haaland.
Haaland?
Because he should...
Of course.
Of course. Frank and me, we are now like the Eurovision Song Contest. It's a competition we have in Europe where all countries are voting for their own neighbours.
Right.
So I guess Frank will say Mbappé, and I have to stick with Haaland to get him a vote. So I think that's where we are now at the moment.
Where are you, Frank?
Nowhere. You know that how much I love
Ballon d'Or,
so allow me to not answer to that stupid question. You know, leave me alone with that.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's good.
Yeah. If indeed
I will
Mbappe
be in Las Vegas with you.
Madrid.
I will be in Las Vegas with you.
If Mbappe indeed goes to Real Madrid, it's not going to be an opportunity for Mbappe, Vini Jr. It's Mbappe or Vini Jr.
Mm.
And in that case, it would be Kylian Mbappe who would be the first choice.
But then who would win 2024? That's going to be interesting.
If Bellingham starts scoring loads of goals.
Bellingham, Real Madrid, you've got City, Phil Foden, if England go on to win the Euros.
Better won't get it.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's only been
a short time.
But the Euros has got a massive influence, hasn't it? If you go and show up, if Manchester City win the Champions League and then England win the Euros... Yeah.
Declan Rice might win the Euros, he might win the Champions League, he might win the Premier League title.
Yes.
He could be the man.
Most definitely. He could be
Declan Rice.
That sounds like a Jorginho argument.
Oh. No, hang on. Declan Rice is a lot better than Jorginho, let me tell you.
Don't get angry.
That is, of course, the problem with Erling Haaland. He's Norwegian. I mean, the only ones not at the Euros now is the Vatican and Norway, so he will have no chance.
Final question. How much harder, Robbo, is it to commentate a match off a monitor as opposed to being at the stadium?
Do you know what? In my view, sometimes it's easier. I go against the grain. I quite like doing things off the monitor.
Because you've got such a big football brain?
No, because you've got no other distractions around you.
Right.
You've got the TV. You know exactly what the people are watching.
Yes, exactly.
When you go to a game, you've got no room. Sometimes you're in a terrible chair.
Yep.
Sometimes the pitch might be too far away. So you're looking at a monitor here, then you're looking at a pitch down there. And if your eyesight is short-sighted or long-sighted, then you've got a problem doing both.
And it's fair to say you're not really a man of the people.
No, I don't like people.
No, exactly. So it's better if you do.
I don't like people around me. You know, I like
honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, going into a studio with Darkie or John Champion or Derek Ray or Rob Palmer, that's lovely.
One other person's enough. but not the football fan.
No, not football.
And three-man booth? No, never do that.
Exactly. I think that brings us to the end of what has been quite an eclectic show, it must be said. We will be back tomorrow for more of this nonsense to reflect on City against Copenhagen plus Real Madrid against Leipzig.